237 and 0.
Blog Talk Radio.
I beat two people at the same time. I know that everybody's used to me beating the shit out of two guys in one day, or three, even three guys. Four. I beat five men in one day one time in 2015. Okay. When I was back when I was married with Dart. Yeah. But today I did something which is even more impressive than beating five people in the same day. Because I beat two people at the same time. And one of them was Army. The other guy I didn't know. They were both bigger than me, and I smashed both of them. Yeah, listen, this Temple crap is ridiculous. Look, I beat Temple. I punched him in the shoulder. He fucking got punked the fuck out of Asterburger, turned around and left. That guy lost, no matter how you look at it. He physically lost. I'm pretty sure I landed it. I'm like, he's lucky I didn't connect on his face. Otherwise, I would have literally dropped him and I would have killed him if that. I threw a way harder shot at Temple than I did at Wilder. That was just like a fucking death throw. If that shit connected, like, on his face, I bet his shoulder hurts right now, man. But anyways, that guy's a joke. Let's talk about, you know, the greatest fucking achievement of 20, or maybe of all time. Beating two fighters at the same time. I mean, they don't even have to be fighters. When you're outnumbered and you win, that's fucking amazing. I've never seen fucking Bruce Lee or fucking Muhammad Ali or any of these so-called greats do what I did today. Literally came up to both men and hit them like they're one person. Bam, bam. Literally hit like, I literally landed a 1-2 on them like they were one. It was mine. Go watch it. Bam, bam. Literally like fucking, like lightning, baby. Charlie Zelenoff, 237-0. I'm the best. The 185 KOs. Listen, I'm the greatest. When I say there's nothing to prove, there's never been, look, ever since I beat Akeem Akinbode and I was 7-0, there was nothing to prove after that, put it like that. When I landed the Killer 6 in Vegas, there was nothing to prove, nothing. But these haters just kept pushing my buttons and pushing my buttons. It's like I just literally smashed two guys at the same time, and all they're talking about is, you know, this retard Temple. What did Temple do? Nothing. And Temple lost, and I mean, no credit. I mean, what, he fought me? Okay, but he came from behind, and he still lost. The guy's a joke. He's a clown. He's not a boxer. He's not a real fighter. Flat-footed as fuck. Listen, man, I was high, and I still beat him. If I was sober, I would have connected that left on his jaw, and I would have knocked him out, and he would never post that footage, and that would have been the end of it, and that's it. But anyways, man, I'm so happy and just, like, ecstatic about these wins, man. It's like, hell, this did not even cross my mind. I'm thinking, like, you know, what are these? I'm not, like, fuck the haters. Like, I fight all the time, you know. I before I even knew who these clowns, Mike Seale and Temple, were, you know, I always go to the gym and fuck people up. I mean, like real fighters. And today was just the cream of the crop. You know, this tops the Kung Fu Champion win because it's two people, man. This tops Deontay Wilder. Hell, you know, this tops when I beat Anthony Thompson. Oh, yes, it does. Anthony Thompson would beat their ass one-on-one, no doubt. But would he beat them both? I doubt it. Would he beat them? Would Wilder beat those guys Wilder would beat their ass one-on-one. The Army guy was good. But Wilder, would he beat them two-on-one? Fuck no. But I did. Because I'm the greatest of all time. And I've said this a million times. You haters need to give it up. Stop sending people to my house because you're all going to go to jail. It's gotten too far. It's way past the limit. What, crossing the line is an understatement. I don't even know what to say about how delusional and retarded you haters are. It's over. Okay? I've won 237 bouts in boxing and street fighting combined. A lot more boxing wins. But the point is, I'm the best fighter, the best boxer that ever lived. I've proved it many times, and I've proved it today. I just literally solidified it, cemented it. Signed, sealed, and delivered, baby. Charlie Z, the greatest. There's nothing to debate. There's nothing to... See, this sick, schizophrenic, mental Stanley, I fucking hate that guy so much. I just want to break that guy's fucking face, get his head, and slam it against the goddamn floor until he fucking, like, literally dies or gets into a coma. I hate that guy. He's so annoying. His voice is so fucking annoying. And that's not just coming from me. Man, all my homies say this guy's so fucking retarded and annoying. Like, he overanalyzes just complete nonsense. Like, oh, but what about this? What about that? Like, he just, like, talks about nothing and tries to make it into something. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is wrong with that guy? Is literally, I get it, he's a little mental Stanley, and he calls himself that too. Hey, at least he's honest. You know, I gave him that nickname, and fuck it, looks like he likes it because he knows the truth deep down that he is mental. And like, I don't want to watch his videos anymore. Yeah, I commented under his videos. Yeah, I showed him the. This retard said that I hit one guy and then I missed the other guy. I showed him that I hit both guys. Both guys got fucking punched real good. The first guy got bombed on. The second guy got popped real nice. Two guys lost to me at the same time. I mean, I know there's always going to be haters, but come on, man. The hate must decrease after this. I mean, how can you fucking hate on that? That is like some inhuman shit. To be two people in the same time. When I said, hey, you and you, come here. See, I didn't sneak them. I didn't just run up and go boom, boom. No. I told them what's at stake. Before the video, I was talking to them. Both of them. Especially that army dude. I was trying to fight him one-on-one. He didn't want to do it. And then I asked other fighters. Nobody wanted to fight. So I'm thinking, fuck, I came so far, like, I gotta do something. And I'm like, you know what, I gotta do something extraordinary, just something, and just something came into my head, and I'm like, wait a minute, how about both of these motherfuckers? Since neither one of them want to fight one-on-one, hell, bring both of them. Two-on-one, that's not fair, meaning that's like, I mean, come on. But I literally said, fuck it, let's go. Now that is a true champion. Floyd Mayweather was scared to fight one-on-one. Floyd Mayweather, I would murder Floyd Mayweather Jr. Let's put that out. Everybody, come on, man. I beat Deontay Wilder. Everybody knows I'd beat Mayweather Jr. No matter what they say, they all know it. Mayweather cannot even win one-on-one fights. He pays his opponents to lose, and he pays his opponents to take dives and all that shit. It's all staged, mainstream crap. The guy's not a fighter. He fights once every 2 years. I literally won 7 fights in like 1 week. I'm number one. I'm the best. There's nothing. I mean, there's a lot to discuss, you know, my greatness. Yeah, but there's nothing to, like, this mental stand. Oh, what about this? What about that? Stanley, if you're listening, get some help, you fucking retard. Breezeback. You know what, man? The Stanley guys, the Breezeback, they're all retards, okay? They're all schizophrenics. I beat Mike Seale. I beat Temple. They were not my best wins, but today, two people at the same time? Oh, come on. That's, I mean, like, LeBron James has critics, you know. I'm the best boxer of all time. LeBron is, you know, I don't think he's better than Jordan. Well, we'll see. I don't know. But or Kobe. Well, he might be. I don't know. He's the best player in right now. By far the best. Well, definitely the best player in the world right now, LeBron. And he has a lot of critics, and Skip Bayless, some old retard on ESPN, whatever. And he hates LeBron. Everybody knows that. He hates LeBron. He's an admitted LeBron hater. He literally wore a Cavaliers jersey once, a Cavs jersey, and he got a brick. Like, you know, he called him LeBrick or whatever. But he still gives LeBron his just due once every now and then. He still says, like, man, LeBron had a monster game the other day. You know what I mean? And these sick haters, they just hate on me full throttle no matter what I do. Like, if I literally, like, punched a gorilla and knocked out a gorilla, they would say, oh, nobody cares, or that was a cheap shot. I'm telling you, these people are sick to that point. This Temple guy, if he gets in, I told him, listen, if you want revenge, if you want a rematch, we can fight in a ring or a gym. I would rather prefer in a ring because that way I can cut the ring and knock him the fuck out. I beat Deontay Wilder in the ring. this would be a public massacre, literally. I already almost knocked him out, and I hit him in the shoulder, and he got punked out of Asperburger. He turned around and left. The staff didn't kick him out. The Mexican guy kicked him out, and no authorities kicked him out. Therefore, he lost. Tempo lost. It's over. It's done. I beat him. And then right after that, I smashed another guy on the street because I thought it was one of Tempo's boys. And then I go again, and I smash two dudes at the same time, and you haters want to question my legitimacy as the GOAT? You guys are fucking insane. You need professional help. Go and get it. Stop bothering me. Stop talking. Or go ahead, talk, but just keep it to yourself. Keep your delusions to yourself, all right? I don't want to hear them. I don't want to read them. I don't want to click on any of your videos. I know, I always knew who I was. I'm the greatest ever. I'm the best boxer that has ever laced up a pair, that has ever, you know, gloved up, whatever, both. Best bare knuckle fighter, best boxer. I've always knew it. But today, hell, I didn't know I was this fucking good. I didn't know I was this fucking great. I am the greatest. And there's nothing you people can say about what I did today. Beating two guys at the same time, punching them, literally, left hook, and then I literally, like, instant, like, bam, bam, like on two. Look, that would be impressive if I did that to one person. But to two people? Yeah, you haters need help if you don't agree that I'm the GOAT.